This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We start in France with the president and Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen, so Donald Trump supposedly told Brigitte Macron that she was in pretty good shape.
Can you believe it? And he repeated it to the husband, who's the president of France. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up.
And you can't. You can't make it up.
The president of France won a lot of the election and has put half of his cabinet as women because he really believes in equality of the sexes.
Wow. Well, they've got to meet Trump and pretty much how he leads right out of the gate, I suppose. And you know, it's interesting in being in France because of, you know, what happened with the climate accord and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, the difference is, you know, the snub obviously has to be a topic that would be brought up, right?
I would imagine so. I mean, we don't know what they talked about. We do know what they talked about at the press conference because it was a press conference. We don't know what they talked about over their dinner at the Eiffel Tower tonight.
Yeah. What was the idea of this visit to France? Just more.
Well, it was hastily put together, but not only it is because of the French's Bastille Day, but it's also the 100th anniversary of America entering World War I, which is a very big deal. And they had a military parade, which we don't really have here with tanks and all that kind of thing. And, of course, it's Bastille Day, but plus the fact that with us pulling out of the Paris Agreement, the climate change agreement, he wanted to make nice with the president of France. And the president of France is very influential in the European Union. So I think that there were a lot of other agendas there besides the 100th anniversary of World War I.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. While that's going on, he did do this. He did defend his son. And we're talking about Russia and a meeting, and he's saying that most people would have taken the meeting because, again, it's Russia, 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 no matter how we slice this, right?
Right. And this was asked today at the press conference between France and the United States. The press conference didn't go on that long, but he basically said, well, who would have taken a meeting at France? He didn't say it exactly that. He said it more like you said it, but he said that he would do that. Now, it's also interesting that there has been a member of the House that has also said that, basically, Dana Rohrabacher from California said that he was offered material from the Russians, and he said, well, you should basically, they should be talking to everybody, and you should be listening. Well, okay, fine, but maybe the FBI should have been listening, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's jump to health care. What's going on with the Republicans and their health care plan?
Now, this is very interesting. So if they lose two votes, and they're definitely going to lose two votes, they're definitely going to lose Collins from Maine, Susan Collins, who is much more liberal, and they're going to lose Ron Paul, who's a physician, who is much more conservative. So they definitely have two no votes. Well, the vice president can, by law, break a tie. But there are some other questionable votes that are up there on this issue. Now, some from very conservative people who say it gives away too much, and some say, well, they're not doing enough with Medicaid, et cetera, to the states. The people that might be in danger are Cassidy from Louisiana, John Hoeven from North Dakota, John McCain, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. A lot of these people said, well, we haven't seen the actual bill. And it is true, the outlines of the bill are there, but not the actual bill. And also, we don't have the scoring, which is how much it's going to cost, how many people are going to be left out, et cetera, from the Congressional Budget Office. So if they don't get those two votes, I mean, if they lose more than two votes, the bill is in very big trouble. Now, Mitch McConnell is saying, well, they're going to get it. But we don't know. And also, the other question is, and this was actually came before a procedural agreement that the sergeant of arms or whoever does, not sergeant of arms, whoever does the procedural viewpoint said that they could amend the House bill so that they wouldn't have to start out with a whole new bill altogether. They could take the House bill and add amendments. But the votes that they are first looking at are the 60 votes necessary they don't need the 60 votes. They need the 60 votes to cut off the debate, but they do need the votes to even get it to a point where it can get on the floor and where they can amend it. So that is going to be interesting because, of course, now they're losing two more weeks in August because they want to continue to work on this.
Yeah, absolutely. One last one, because this is something you would know about. What's this deal with the House wanting to modernize the dress code? Women have to wear long sleeves? What?
Well, you know, the dress code in the House has always been very, very strict. And in fact, at one point we had brought the Discover the Tourist, because the way the tourists come in and they don't do the dress code. So now they're trying to modernize the dress code for members of Congress and staff, et cetera. I think that's actually going to happen, but I do wish that they would modernize it for the tourists or make tourists dress appropriately, because I am horrified the way I sometimes see the tourists walking through the Capitol, and they don't have to adhere to the dress code.
That's crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So interesting, in talking about what could possibly happen, keeping score with the Republicans and this health care bill. Gosh, it's just teetering, I guess is the best way to put it. And I said this last week, and I said it the week before, and the week before that. We knew it was dicey to begin with, but then where does that leave everything? And achieving this health care deal that the president promised is becoming a nightmare for him, because as he laments it, he's saying, he even was asked about this, he said, the only thing more difficult than peace between Israel and the Palestinians is health care. That it's that difficult to get it through, and of course it's that difficult, because it started way back when with Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and what people thought they were going to get, didn't get, thought was going to be tweaked, and it wasn't tweaked. And then the furor over people being dumped from plans and of course, the premiums being sky high. Trump did say that while it's like this narrow road that's about a quarter of an inch wide, and he's, you know, absolutely right about that, the one thing he did say is that Congress would eventually send health care legislation to his desk before lawmakers leave Washington for the August recess, which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delayed because of the upper chamber's workload. So will it be the fall? Because I keep believing that it's going to be the fall. I think it's going to take that long for this to kick back around. Maybe not. Because you do have a very narrow window, that's for sure. All right, we've just scratched the surface, as I am fond of saying. We're going to dive deeper into all of this in just a moment when we come back here on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
In a couple of different directions, including getting out of Washington for a few minutes. Why not? They're all getting out. You know, the worst place to be in the summertime, of course I'm going there next week, is D.C. in a sense, because it is Foggy Bottom. You know, they call it Foggy Bottom for a reason, because it was built on a swamp. So we built our capital on a swamp, and it can be so bloody hot in D.C. I can remember as a kid growing up in Philly, we'd go to D.C. and I'd think, boy, this is so the wrong time, not even so much Philly, but to go to D.C. every time we were in D.C. because it was, boy, it was, you were just melting, just absolutely melting. Kind of like the Republicans in this health care plan. It doesn't look to me that this is going to happen now. So what's the come around time to have another vote and to get the votes that they need? I think it's going to take some time. It's so precarious because we're talking about a handful of votes, really. I mean, it's a very, very small amount of yeses that are needed, but they're just not there. And I don't see the couple of senators who are definitely stuck in their lane. I don't see them making the switch. I don't see a big jump. So that hangs for now and maybe into the fall. My prediction was, and I kind of threw my glass ball away as it got cracked, from some of my bad predictions sports-wise. But politically speaking, I've been more on target. I would say this really does bounce to the fall. I really believe that. I just don't see how in the world something comes back before the August break. I just do not see it. In the meantime, I'm wondering if you saw what was happening on the market. Isn't it crazy how hot the market is right now? I'm not saying it's crazy because the market, in that sense, the market is like standing at a craps table. I used to live in Vegas, and that analogy just totally resonates with me. When people talk about retirements, and if you work for a big company and you have a 401k and you've got a basket of stocks and you have to choose and decide what you're going to do, it's interesting because you have that enrollment period and poof, that's it. You're just off to the races and you're watching. But when you actually control the stocks yourself and you pick from hundreds and hundreds of stocks that you could possibly decide to invest in, it's wild to watch the ebb and flow of our money. And I will say this, since Trump got into office, for the most part, the market has been pretty high. There have been a couple of dives, but overall, pretty high. So the S&P was up again. And again, I'm no stockbroker. I just think it's fascinating to watch. The S&P was up again almost 5 points, NASDAQ up almost 14, Dow Jones up over 20 points. So right now, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's just a question of if you're ruling the roost and you're at the craps table on your own, blowing on the dice and throwing them, what you're doing there versus choosing the funds for your 401k, which is a whole other kind of conversation. I bring this up because I know one time on the air I said something about a stock that I liked because of what we were seeing, what was happening in China. And here's an example of the wild ride. In the year's period, because I looked at this today, in the year's period since I said, you know, there's this stock called Alibaba. And Alibaba is so interesting. What Jack Ma, who runs Alibaba, what they've done with Baba. At one point, it just shows you the market ride. It was in its 70s. You know, you could have got in at 70 something, and now it's like almost up to 150. And so much of this is because of what Alibaba has been able to do, and it's the stock is up almost. I want to say the stock is. It went public for the first time at $68. It's up almost 70% this year. And what Alibaba is, it's an online. They've got an online payment platform called Alipay, and it's going to bid to acquire Snapdeals free charge, along with a couple of other kind of interesting companies. And I think that's what's fascinating to watch, to see what, you know, to see how a stock like that jumps up to the kind of high that it jumped up to and how hot it's been. But overall, just the market, and in making choices of what stocks to choose, how across the board there may be some disappointments, but boy, overall, the highs have been pretty high and the lows have been pretty low. And so that's a reason to celebrate, I suppose. So Starbucks is giving away a free tea from 1 to 2 on a Friday. If you walk into a Starbucks anytime between 1 to 2, your time, wherever that time zone is, you'll get a free 12-ounce, if you want it, a free 12-ounce infusion at, you know, the most of the locations. Most of them are participating because they're trying to push it. And the flavors are, check this out, pineapple black tea, peach citrus white tea, strawberry green tea, and they say they're gonna have them available year round. I don't know. I wonder if the tea would take off there. I'm not sure. I'll say this, and you know that I've said this before. At one point, I worked with Howard Schultz's son, great guy, when he worked on NBC. And I don't know if I ever said this to him, but I know everybody loves Starbucks coffee, and some of their fancier coffees I'm sure I could drink with, but they have so many ridiculous amounts of calories. I won't go there. You know, every calorie counts for me, so. But the coffee is so strong. Oh, my gosh. The coffee to me is so strong that maybe this is a way for people who are looking for a cool drink to pull more, you know, to pull more people in because of how many people like tea and the fact that you can get this tea experience without actually very many calories, because they're saying the drinks are made without artificial flavors and sweeteners. They're about 45 calories for a 16-ounce cup, and that's the first time I've ever really heard Starbucks talk about calories, because I think there's more people that are like me that are looking at cows. They looked at what they can offer that people would be interested in. Frankly, is not loaded with a ton of calories. But will tea become all the rage at Starbucks? I don't think so. I think you stick to your lane, and their lane is coffee, even if people like me think it's too strong. I think when I get a cup of Starbucks coffee, no matter where I am, and if I'm really desperate and I say, oh, I'm sorry, do you have anything light? What's the lightest you have? And they never can really tell me what the lightest coffee is that they have. So I say, you know, give me, you know, just half a cup, because I'm going to have to put water or something else in. It just blows me away. And I think some people really like strong coffee, and I'm in the category of I'll take my coffee a little bit lighter, please, right? Yeah. So if I'm sitting in a Starbucks and I'm looking at the stock page, which I just talked about, how pretty much the stocks are up. You won't catch any heavy, heavy coffee in my cup, I can tell you that. Maybe tea, I don't know. But I just thought I'd throw it out there because I think it's fascinating. If you hit a Starbucks between 1 and 2 and your Starbucks is participating, and a lot of them are, grab a free tea and then let me know what it tastes like. You're always really good about shooting me those emails. I'm going to fling it your way. AmericaTonight.net. Coming up on the flip side, it's about the numbers we can count. We're going there next here on ATN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To call We Can Count, where we look at the numbers because they're everywhere. Maybe our guy went on strike. Our We Can Count guy. Did he, Andy? This is a sad, scary one. A 57-year-old tourist who joined a bunch of thrill seekers holding on to an airport beach fence during takeoffs and landings on the Caribbean island of Saint Martin has died of head injuries after a jet engine blast sent her hurling into a concrete block. This is something that happens. It's a phenomenon there. I've been there. I've done it, I hate to say. But it was a long time ago when I did it. Anyway, the airport has signs now that say, don't do this. Because you got tourists that flock to the site at peak flight times to make this a sport of holding onto the fence. It separates the runway from this road and the beach on this island. It's a weird phenomenon. It's just a weird thing that people do. Like I said, I did it a long time ago. But the police chief said that the victim was a New Zealand woman who was among a bunch of people who grabbed the fence about 6 o'clock, not thinking anything. And sure enough, even though this is a major tourist attraction, because they want to experience the thrill of what it feels like, the takeoffs and the landings, the she was blown back and smacked into concrete. So they, of course, cannot patrol this constantly. It's up to people to do what they are going to do. But they had a bunch of warnings for tourists who were thinking of visiting the airport. And it doesn't seem dangerous when you do it. But if you get, of course, that's a weird thing. She got blown off the wall. So, you know, your number is 6 o'clock is one of them, sadly. That's the peak time and the fact that she's 57 years old. And a lot of Americans go to Saint Martin. A lot of people go to Saint Martin from all parts of the world, and oh my, brutal. How about this? One of the largest icebergs ever recorded broke off from an ice shelf in Antarctica. That's according to British scientists. They announced that the other day. 1 trillion ton iceberg. Can you picture that in your mind, what that would look like? So it's about twice the volume of Lake Erie. Boom. Just took off from the Larsen C ice shelf between Monday and Wednesday. You know, they monitor the shelf. And the chunk of floating ice is nearly the size of Delaware. Past several months, there's been this lengthening and widening crack in the ice shelf. The 120-mile crack, which was first spotted in 2011, made its way back to the sea, doing what they call the calving off of a massive berg. So it's one of the largest recorded, and it's difficult to kind of predict what's going to happen with the iceberg. But it's wild to watch it. I mean, the size of Delaware. Think of it, the size of Delaware. And there are no public websites that allow a live view of the iceberg ice shelf. And this whole monitoring thing has caused kind of a rift. Scientists got radar images from these European satellites using microwave energy, and the images really don't show anything. It's only by this special processing that the scientists can track the iceberg, and that's what they're, that's what they obviously do there. So there's a lot of crazy numbers there. Watching it and watching to see where it goes and whatnot. I thought this was interesting. How much do you think, well, there was so much rubbernecking when it came to the Bill Cosby trial, and I think in Philadelphia, being from there and knowing some people in the legal community, especially on the prosecutorial side, they thought they nailed Bill Cosby, that this was a done deal because of what happened and because of other charges from other women, a lot of them. But in the end, this number to me is incredible. The Cosby trial cost $219,000. Yeah, they had the trial in suburban Philly, but that's what it cost. Half of it went to deputies, detectives, security guards, court personnel, all that overtime. They broke it down, $46,000 in hotel stays for jurors, because they brought them in from Pittsburgh to hear the case. The jurors' meals, $14,000. Running a video and audio feed to an overflow courtroom, $16,000. Wow. And the jury didn't come to a verdict. Now, there is a schedule for a retrial in November. And in case you don't know, he is accused of drugging and molesting a woman more than a decade ago. He didn't testify at the first trial. I think the cost is, wow. I mean, look, the costs are never cheap, but that is an incredible amount of money. That's an incredible amount of money for that trial. All right, let's move to another number. How about Delta? I know that airlines are so personal. I'm an American flyer, unless I can't get an American flight. I'm going to Washington. We're broadcasting from Washington next week, and I'll be on an American flight. But sometimes I can't get out on an American, and I end up on some other airline. I have friends that are loyal to Delta, and a lot of that is people who take Southern routes. Delta is looking at frequent flyer miles as kind of a currency. So check this out. They're generating millions more from initiatives like allowing the passengers to upgrade tickets after they buy them and expanding the reimbursement for miles to include more than the seats. Like I said, allowing business travelers whose companies might allow them to fly in a certain cabin to buy an upgrade when they've gotten their ticket. Okay, we've heard of this before. That's generating revenue that they think is going to be about $80 million a year. It's already in that neighborhood. So using those miles to upgrade. They also are thinking of using those miles, or they're planning on doing it, using those miles as currency for other fees like unaccompanied minors or pets in the cabin. So how about that? So I don't know. If you're a Delta flyer, it just means there's more options there, I suppose. Right? We all want options. That's an option. Better ways to use the miles, however you have to take them, however you have to get them. Okay. That's as long as people know. Half the time people don't know, right? They don't know how they can use their miles. I've gotten better at that. I think American, and I'm not pushing them, they're not advertisers on the show, but I like American. Usually my flights are pretty good, and I like the fact that I think it is easy to cash in the miles. I do. I think it's much easier than what I've heard about other airlines, for what it's worth. But a whole bunch of numbers thrown in there for miles. Would you believe that Harrison Ford is 75 years old? 75 years old. He turned 75 on July 13th. And he's waved to photographers. He was out at the Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. He was there just a couple of months ago. Apparently he brushed by there again. But I guess when I look at the photos of him now, I could see that perhaps he's in his 70s. But you think of the Star Wars, you think of Indiana Jones, and it's kind of a... Because those movies are played all the time. It's kind of a... I say there's like lines when you realize you're getting older and you see certain movie stars that you saw when you were a kid and they hit a certain age group. And 75 is that age group for Harrison Ford. So crazy. All right, one more. And this one has to do with AT&T... taking its video services off the cloud. How many times have you heard the cloud, everything has to be on the cloud? Well, that it apparently doesn't. So the tech giant delivers not only broadband and pay TV through UVerse, but also programming through DirecTV and streaming service through DirecTV Now. So they're beginning a process to migrate all of their video offerings to a next-gen, yes, cloud-based. They're not taking it off of it. They're offering more cloud-based possibilities. The developers are moving quickly to add the feature of where they say they can launch a better platform by using the cloud. I don't know. Do you understand the cloud? I guarantee this audience is 50-50. Half of you don't. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Besides a good book, how about a good movie? Summertime is when sometimes the best movies break. We've already seen some pretty big releases. You know, I can remember the very first Planet of the Apes that I saw. I was really young. Too young. I just remember going to it. It was a drive-in movie. So the first Planet of the Apes. And there have been so many over the years. Now there is another Planet of the Apes. And this version is War for the Planet of the Apes. Check it out.
She is.
is no one else. We are not savages. Apes fight only to survive.
That human killed Eve. All dead now for a long time. Long time.
Bad humans, soldier.
Years from now, your children will ask you, what did you do in the greatest war? And you can tell them, I fought to protect this world. We created this. But now, we will bring an end to their kind.
Hell, you're stronger than we are, but you're taking this all much too personally.
So emotional!
I did not start this war.
How about that? So you have Woody Harrelson in this one, and the apes have a bunch of losses. Caesar wrestles with his darker instincts and begins this quest to avenge his kind, and it's more, it kind of brings this whole thing face to face, the epic battle, the fate of both their species, as it is written, and the future of the planet. It's gotten okay reviews. In fact, Rotten Tomatoes, 94%. So that means they aggregate all of what's being said, and they come up with 94%. I'd say that's pretty good. Kind of an evocative story is one of the reviews I read. Realistic, blah, blah, blah. So if you're into Planet of the Apes, this may be where you're headed. Don't forget about the cheap movie reviews. If you see it, like it, don't like it, whatever, send me a review to americatonight.com, click on contact, and I'll send you a copy of my book. All right, so we move from apes. If apes isn't your thing, maybe Spider-Man, I can't sing. Spider-Man might be your deal. We have yet another version of Spider-Man. Here's a little snippet of that.
Finally, here we go.
Good evening, Peter.
Whoa!
You have 576 possible web shooter combinations.
That is awesome.
I can keep that suit?
Yeah, doesn't fit me.
What is your next retreat?
What, next mission? We'll call you. All right.
That's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
I'm not there yet.
All right, kid.
Good luck out there.
You coming tonight?
I can't tonight. I got the Stark internship.
What's up, guys?
Mr. Stark,
here's my report for tonight. I stopped the Grand Theft bicycle.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Hold on to that.
Does anybody bite?
Oh, I helped this old lady, and she bought me a churro. So, that was nice.
I just feel like I could be doing more.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. Hulk gives it away.
New move I'm working on. Not bad.
Oh, God, this feels so strange.
These weapons are crazy dangerous.
Listen, Peter, there are people who handle this sort of thing. Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Look at me, look at me!
Activating parachute.
The world's changing, boys.
It's time we change, too.
This is my chance to prove myself. We have a Spanish quiz.
You gotta get better at this part of the job.
I don't understand. Yeah. Oh. I'm intimidated.
Oh, hey. Oh. My friends are there.
Hey, where are you going? What are you hiding, Peter?
Yeah, Spider-Man!
just getting hungry. Bye.
There's a ton of other subsystems in here, but they're all disabled by the training wheels protocol.
I'm sick of Mr. Stark treating me like a kid.
But you are a kid.
Yeah, a kid who can stop a bus with his bare hands.
All right, so there you go. Spider-Man, you get the deal. It's just another version of it. And this time a new Spider-Man hanging around for the homecoming. Peter Parker, with the help of his mentor Tony Stark, tries to balance his life. So Spider-Man Homecoming, another evolution of Spider-Man. Tom Holland is Spider-Man this time in this series. Boy, isn't it interesting how many people have played Spider-Man. And Spider-Man seems to do really, really well. You know, this new movie is just a different slant on it with a few different characters. And I looked at some of what the reviews had to say, and the reviews were actually okay for this. Because, again, this is something that will find an audience. It's just the popular kind of movie to go and see. All right, here's another one. It's called The Big Sick.
This was fun.
Wait, we haven't even had sex again yet.
I'm just not that kind of girl. I only have sex once on the first date. I'm just gonna call an Uber.
Your driver will be ready as soon as he puts on his pants.
Watch and learn, bye.
I have to tell you something, bye. I've been dating this girl. She's white.
A white girl?
Hey, you can't look like you and your white girl.
It's okay.
We hate terrorists.
I wonder who that could be.
I'm guessing it's a young, single Pakistani woman.
This is Zubeda. For your files, your ex-files. That's your favorite show, huh? The truth is out there.
Are you judging Pakistan's next top model?
You know how we have arranged marriage in my culture?
Oh my god, it's so stupid.
Can you imagine a world in which we end up together?
I don't know.
I'm looking for Emily Gardner. She was checked in tonight.
There's an infection. We put her in a medically induced coma.
Coma.
You should call her family.
Thank you, Kamala. We're going to handle things from here.
I think I'm just going to wait anyway.
You guys broke up. I'm not sure why you're here.
I'm just going to stay for a second. Is this seat? Okay. Is that lady still looking at me?
So, 9/11. I've always wanted to have a conversation with people.
You've never talked to people about 9/11?
Do anything? You got a call of games?
No, I think.
You can play it. You can't rhyme it. You try to find a word that nobody could rhyme.
Okay. And Stonehenge.
Yeah, so you would win.
Yeah.
I think I screwed up with your daughter.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to give you some advice, Kamal. Love isn't easy. That's why they call it love.
All right, pretty much you get the gist of this with the big sick. You've got one family trying to embrace another family, about an American family trying to embrace a guy from a traditional Muslim family. And the big sick has actually gotten a big thumbs up.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.